Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's this nonsense?
Gentlemen, welcome to Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off. My name is Buck. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of your week, whether you are employed, unemployed, or just out there in the street hustling. Here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up. You can go to Lawless Radio, submit your music, follow the instructions, get your music played out there, man. Let's get you out there in the street. We support all our unsigned underground artists from R&B, rap, soul, hip hop, gospel. Oh yeah, and of course house music. That's what I'm going to bring to y'all today. My special surprise that I have for all my listeners. Oh, I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a bone-chilling 38 degrees in the shade. It is colder than a dead monkey's ass out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me start off with a little music, and I'm going to come right back, and we're going to get into our conversations and our topics. I'm going back to last week's topic. We had technical difficulties with our phone lines last week, so I couldn't get anyone to call in and voice their opinion on our topic, which was, how old is too old? I repeat, how old is too old? So, if you would, call in, voice your opinion, give your thoughts. The number is 646-478-5209. Y'all hang tight. I will be right back.
Oh, man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here.
To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Touch Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen. Deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like top tie, I'm stronger with me spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Becky's and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-been, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million free. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap on. Come on.
Clap your hands up, clap, clap your hands up, clap.
at nighttime. I said, well, baby, 'cause I'm a motherfucking rock star. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes, yes. Clap your hands now, people. Come on, y'all. Clap your hands. All right. We are back. It's Bucking Off. And, yes, I am Buck. And I'm going back, like I said, to our topic of last week, which was how old is too old. All right. Let me reiterate on some things I touched on last week. I talked about how old is too old for you to be sucking your finger. Your thumbs and all that, man, you know. I mentioned the fact that I have an oldest child. She considers herself as grown. She's 19. And I remember, I think she was probably about 12, and she used to suck her finger a lot. And that was something that just bothered me as I don't want to say as a parent, but as a father. See your child, especially your daughter, sucking on something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I not to get graphic or anything, you know, but I mean, man, you just don't want to see your daughter with something in her mouth, you know. And I mentioned the fact of how old is too old. Yeah, this is Bucking Off, so we finna get bucked. How old is too old for you to be giving oral pleasure to other people? Let's say fellatio. I guess that's the big word for it. And for all my people in the street that don't understand, giving head, you know. Can you be 72 years old and you out there giving a man head? I mean, really? I mean, is that too old? I mean, I can't see myself being on the receiving end from somebody like that. And I also said that let's not be out there putting our mouths just on in everybody's genitalia out there. I can't stress enough how important that is for you not to do that. That's not just any and everybody. You got to have some sort of commitment in your relationship. And I also gave a hidden truth when I said, how old is too old for you to be out there watching cartoons? I'm sorry, one of my interns, I'm sorry, y'all, I hate to get off the subject, one of my interns just brought me some water with, there's more ice than water in this cup, but you know what, it's all right. Hey, thank you, brother, shout out to our interns here at Lawless Radio, thank you, I appreciate you. Oh my God, wow. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. I hate to get off the subject there. I was saying how old is too old to be watching cartoons, and I put a little hidden truth out there that, yes, Buck still watches cartoons. Buck is 40-some-odd damn years old, and come 12 o'clock midnight, Buck is watching He-Man. That's right, I said it. Buck is watching He-Man, you know. Now you let some old Thundercats or something like that come on, or some Johnny Quest, you know, the old Johnny Quest, you know. Buck is there. Buck is right there watching it, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I watch cartoons, you know. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what I do. That's what I like. I like cartoons. 646-478-5209. Call in. Let me know how old is too old for dot, 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 dot. Fill in the blanks. Hold it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get a sip of water. Like I said, I got to get around all the ice in my cup. I think the top of my lip has frostbite now from all the ice. You know, I was watching Maury the other day, and I got to admit, Maury is buck. I ain't gonna lie. Maury is straight buck. He had a girl on there the other day. I think it was a DNA test, and they tested six men. Six different men to see if they were the father of this one child. Six. Now, my question is, where was I at when this woman was handing out all this ass? You know, I mean, was I at work that day? Why didn't I get a call? You know, I mean, she was handing ass out by a handful. You got to try six dudes to see if one of them is the father of your one child. Damn, you could have gave me a call. You know, I could have touched it. You know what I'm saying? Or something. You know, more straight buck, man. And then none of the six dudes was the father of the baby. So what the mama do? Run off stage like that's really gonna help something? You know that ain't helping you find the father. Get your ass back out there, man, and talk to Maury and see if he can help you to control your vagina and as well. You ain't having to have seven other dudes come on the show to see if they the father of your baby. Man, that's wild, man. I just want to know why I wasn't involved in that. You know what I'm saying? Not that I wanted to be the father of the baby, but, man, you handing out ass like that. I mean, damn. Wow, that's really deep, man. That's really deep. That is really deep. So, back to how old is too old? How old is too old for you to be beaten in your ride? You got a set of 15s in your trunk, and you beat an NWA. Can you do that at 55? Honestly, I mean, I can see, you know, you jam into some John Lee Hooker or something like that, you know, if you in your 50s, you know. And if you don't know who John Lee Hooker is, Google the man, John Lee Hooker, you know. Buck is into all types of music. Not just rap, you know what I'm saying, R&B. You know, there's some blues out there. And as I said, I am a house freak. I am crazy about house music, love house music. And also country. When you ride down I-24 through Tennessee and there's nothing else on but country. So, you know, you gotta listen to how your horse died and your lady left and your truck is broke down, and you know, it's very inspirational. I mean, just give it a shot. Listen to some country. Maybe that's something we should probably never mind. We ain't gonna bring country into Lawless Radio. You gotta get country on your own. All right, hey, listen, I want to bring in my one and only, my shining star, my loved one, the woman in my life, the one and only, Catrice. Catrice, can you hear me, my love?
I can hear you. That was an introduction, I tell you. Hey, man, I don't know what to do with that.
Nothing is too good for you, my dear. Nothing.
Although
I know what I'd be traded for, but nothing is too good for you.
Oh my goodness, I wouldn't trade you for anything in the world, baby. You know that.
$51 in a bag of weed, I'm out of here.
Oh no. Throw a 10,000 salute in there and I'll make it.
I'll be there. See how they do you, fellas. See how they do you, fellas. See how they do you, fellas. Man.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay, I was going to weigh in on how old is too old to give oral pleasure. And I'm just saying, as long as the mouth is wet enough, and, I mean, I don't think there's no limit.
Like I say, I can't see a 72-year-old woman giving me head. I mean, as much as I love, you know, receiving, you know, and, you know, I can be a giver at times. But as much as I love receiving, I can't see myself getting some head from a 72-year-old person. She got to look 50. You know what I'm saying?
She got to look 50.
Yeah, yeah.
And lie to you.
They do it all the time. Anyway, I can't see that. I can't see that. Give me another how old is too old scenario, Catrice, please.
How old is too old to date someone out of your age range? I don't know. I'm trying to compare to somebody that I know that dates younger women. But how old is too old when you know that you need to start dating somebody your age? What's the cutoff?
Yeah, that's pretty good, because I'm 40 some odd years old, and I mean maybe it's a mental thing for me, but I can't see myself getting down with somebody that's 23. You know, that's kind of like a fertile myrtle, you know what I'm saying? And the last thing I need to be doing at 40 some odd years old is getting some 20 some odd year old girl pregnant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do right about that. That's
nice. Oh, nah, man. Hell no. Especially the, I mean, you know, most 20 some odd years old, 23 year old girls, they ain't got a pot to piss in or wanted to throw it out of. So I really can't. I can't even get the words out of my mouth to express how jacked up that is. I mean, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I there's some cats out there that could do it, but I can't do it. I still consider them as jailbait. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you're only as old as your heart, but. You got to be sensible. You got to be grown about this. You know what I'm saying? It's not feasible to me. It's not
feasible.
No. I can't do it. I was just talking about Maury and how they had women testing all these dudes, you know, and
neither one of them was daddy. And now she said, I think I know who it is, but after you had six people on there, and then she come back, I think I know who it is too. He in jail.
Oh yeah, she buck as hell. She is buck as hell.
He in jail. What?
Yeah, that's gonna do you a lot of good right there. You know, I mean. Here it is. I ain't in jail. I ain't never been in jail. You could have just gave me some ass. You know what I'm saying? And we could have been done.
Everything been all right.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? You know. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You know, I got a special treat. And
do you?
Yes, I do. I got a special treat. I mentioned that I am a house head.
Yeah.
Fresh out of Chicago. Ooh, wow. Speaking of Chicago, it is, oh my God, it is cold as hell in Chicago. I'm sending some warm love to everyone within the sound of my voice within the city of Chicago, because y'all need it. I don't even know why y'all still live there. You know what I'm saying? I packed up and booked out in 99, because 98 the snow came to my hip. I said, enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? There's a time when you got to say, you know, damn this. I can't take this no more.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know what it's going to take for folk to wake up and get the hell out of Chicago. Chicago is not a nice place to be right now. But I have a surprise. I have a treat that I want to give to all my house heads out there within the sound of my voice. there's anyone out there who's into house music, an unsigned underground artist, please submit your music. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click the submit your music. Follow the instructions. And let us get some house music on Lawless Radio. Please. I know y'all screaming for it. I know y'all begging for it. If you love it as much as I do, you'd love to hear it. So without any further ado, I'm finna grant y'all some house music. This is Deputy of Love. We'll be right back. deputy of love. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off. I am Buck. Here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up. We support our unsigned underground independent artists from rap, R&B, soul, gospel. And as you just heard, baby, house music. Also, our poets and comedians out there as well. submit your music. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click on the submit your music. Follow the instructions. Let's get you out there. You can follow me at Bucking Off with Buck on Facebook. And you also follow Lawless Radio as well. I want to give some love to Grady Hospital. Well, at Grady Hospital, they're doing the best they can to save your life. And they are from the interns, nurses, and doctors, and specialists, and all that, man. Grady got something for you. wow. I want to touch on something that I saw on Bucking Off Facebook page. I thought it was real Buck, man. I mean, it didn't catch me off guard because I'm Buck and nothing really catches me off guard. Sex on your period. See that? You think it got Buck a little choked up? No. I'm surprised that people are still doing this. I always thought it'd be a bit messy, but to each his own. I mean, if that's what you like, I mean, Buck ain't gonna do it. You know, there's a time and place for everything, and sex on your period is not the time, and nowhere is the place for it. I think that should be some sort of a law against that. I don't think that's right. I think it might there may be something religiously wrong with that. give me a call 646-478-5209. Let me know how you feel. We're also on How Old Is Too Old. I'm sorry. Trying to drink this water that the intern gave me. It's actually not water. It's more like a cup of ice. I have Catrice out on the line. She has joined us with her presence. And I thank you for that, Catrice. So nice to have you.
Yes. Yeah, that having sex on your period, that's disgusting, and it's just a mess. And why go through all that and mess up my 800 thread count sheet?
Ooh.
But, you know, no. Nah,
not the 800 thread count. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot you are a doctor, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can afford to get the 800 thread sheet.
No, nah, man. We can call that girl at the coat factory. On sale.
No, you ain't giving away your secrets.
I don't care. Mm. It's Burlington.
Burlington. Damn.
Burlington Coat Factory.
Got to give it up to Anna Lennon as well now. Don't leave.
Well, yeah, Anna Lennon's doing something too.
Yeah, don't leave Anna Lennon out there. Okay, how old is too old? Last week I mentioned... I saw back in the day there was a video with R. Kelly and Ron Isley back during the Mr. Big saga. And Ron Isley had on a basketball jersey. And I didn't think that was right. I mean, that should be some kind of age limit. I mean, the brother had a cane. How you going to wear a basketball jersey and you got a cane? I mean, I don't give a damn how many... how flashy the cane is, you know, but it's still an old dude with a basketball jersey. He got a gut, got the stretch marks on his arms and stuff, and he got a cane. That That's not right. I mean, football jersey, yeah, but basketball jersey. You're not a hooper. You're not a baller. So so don't do that, fellas. Don't do that. Don't wear basketball jerseys if don't wear basketball jerseys, fellas.
So that's basically a no-no.
Definitely a no-no. It don't look good. It's not good for your image. It's just basically saying that this man don't know when to say when. Yeah, he don't know when to say when. You got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Okay.
I mean, I know there's some midlife crisis out there. You know, if that's the case, just go get you a sports car. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you need to let it go. You need to really let it go. Once again, I want to reiterate, ladies and gentlemen, everyone within the sound of my voice, please do not be out there putting your mouth on any and everybody's genitalia. I can't stress that enough. I have to keep touching on that because that is, as Tree said, that's a no-no. You know, let's have some sort of commitment. You know what I'm saying, to the relationship before we just start putting our mouths on each other. Or else, you're going to end up on Maury, you know, trying to figure out, you know, is this my child?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, speaking of talk shows, I do watch talk shows, like I said, Maury. And I was a... Well, I'm still a Jerry fan, but I'm not a very I'm not as much as a Jerry fan as I used to be. It's kind of getting old, you know. Now you come on this show to confess your love to somebody, and then you come to find out this somebody is a man. You think it's a woman, but it's a man. I mean, come on now.
At what point did you miss that cue?
Thank you. You know, she had a nice, beautiful, deep voice. I don't want no woman with a deep ass voice. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. You know? No. And as freak nasty as I am, I like to go in between a woman's legs with my hands. You know what I'm saying? I love to get in there. I love to get up in there with my two fingers. No joke. I'm sorry, y'all. But I am Buck, and this is Bucking Off. And that right there is just Buck to me. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Calm down.
Okay. Thank you for bringing me back down. Evidently, you know how...
PG radio.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. You know how I feel about
that. Say that for Lawless After Dark.
Gotcha. Note that. Note to self. But anyway. Yeah. I mean, how many times you gonna fall for that okie doke? I mean, there's gotta be something on this individual to let you know that this is not a woman, this is a man. I mean, I don't care how dark it is in the room. You know what I'm saying? Well, I couldn't see her face all the way. Well, I don't want to be involved with somebody if I can't see their face all the way. You know what I'm saying? It was dark, you know, but I want to say I look. No. I got to see you in the light.
I'm sorry. That's why I think it's all fixed, because you can't possibly tell me you've been dating somebody for 2 years and then they come on the show to let you know they can't hold the secret no more because they were born a man.
You ain't going to hold no wool over my eyes for no 2 years. No. 2 years? 2 years?
2 years?
2 years. I've been sucking this man's face for 2 years.
2 years?
No, I'm not that oblivious. You know,
all right, man. 2 years.
I am aware of my surroundings. Do you understand? You need to be more aware of your surroundings. I
that's what you call being blinded by the booty.
I need a little bit more than booty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to have some brains with my booty.
Look at the body. Look at the body and what they do. That goes back to what you were saying about not giving oil. You can't give oil just to any old body.
Uh-huh. See that? See that?
As soon as you go down on somebody, they lose their mind. That's all they know.
Mm-hmm. See that? Thank you. Thank you for reiterating that on for me. I appreciate that. I mean, really. Because I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And then the killing part is when you do go down on somebody and then you try to get back with them, and, oh, he won't return. They won't return my calls. Or they won't answer the phone, you know. They got what they wanted. You know what I'm saying? They got what they wanted. I'm out. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? You know? No. You got to have some sort of morals in your life. You ain't got no morals. You ain't worth a damn. Sorry. It's just the truth. It is just the truth. It is just the truth. All right, look here. I got another trick up my sleeve for my house heads out there. I know I should have probably broke it down on you a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm so excited about this. I can't just give it to you in spurts. I got to give it all to you, you know what I'm saying, so I can keep you coming back. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right. So let me drop this on y'all. This is hot music.
We'll be right back.
man, oh man. Lawless Radio. Oh my goodness, man. That was, man, that was hot. That was some hot music there, baby. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off. I'm Buck. Oh my goodness, man. Wow. That was. If anybody within the sound of my voice, you got some house music for our unsigned underground independent artists, please, please, please go to Lawless Radio. Submit your music. Go to lawlessradio.com. Submit your music. Follow the instructions. And let us get some house music here at Lawless Radio. Man, y'all don't know what you're missing. You really don't know what you're missing. Bucking Off is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in life coaching, relationship coach, and sex therapy. Go to their website at itsaboutyouandmellc.com. Check them out. Get your life together. Let me give you all a rundown of what Lawless Radio has to offer for you during the week. First off, Tuesday nights, 8 to 9:30 p.m., it is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. I love that name, Nikki Outlaw. 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 Wednesday from 8 to 10, yes, it is Grit Grind with TL. That is the chairman. Oh, man. If it wasn't for the chairman, Buck wouldn't be here today or here on Lawless Radio. So much love to the chairman. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thursday nights, it is none other than Bucking Off with Buck, and that is me from 9 to 10. And, we can just sit back and buck off. That's all we're going to do. And Friday afternoon, it is the midday release with Dr. Passion. You need that midday release, man. Get all that off your back so you can go on and kick the weekend off right. You know what I'm saying? For real. For real. It has been a hell of a day. It's just been cold as hell outside. Once again, I want to throw some love, some warm love out to my people. Within the sound of my voice in Chicago, it is unforgivably cold there. I saw in the news where they had a fire at an old warehouse building, and all the water that they used to put the fire out on the building made the building look like a ice cream castle. I mean, it was just a building made of just straight ice. You know what I'm saying? It was unbelievable. It was you just had to see it, man. It that was incredible. I left Chicago back in 1999, and I haven't looked back since during the winters. That takes a special individual. That's a special individual who deal with that, and that's beyond me. We are speaking on how old is 2-0. How old is 2-0 for you to be out there acting a fool in the damn street? You know, back when I was growing up, my daddy always told me, if you ain't got no money in your pocket, you don't need to be out there in the street making a whole bunch of noise. Think about that. I mean, you gotta, what is he saying? Just ponder on it, and it'll be self-explanatory to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. It is a bone-chilling 38 degrees in DeKalb County, Georgia. This winter has been rather rough. I want to say a little small prayer for the homeless people out there, because, man, that ain't no joke. You know, just me stepping out from my house to my ride is a killer to me. So just the fact of being homeless and out there in the elements all day, every day. That is just that's just too much to think about. I'm not sure how I could do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of things to be depressed about, but sometimes you need to count your blessings more than your problems. All right, y'all, look here. I'm going to keep the music going. And we're going to throw some Jay Silver blowing kisses at you. Here we go. Blowing kisses, Jay Silver. I'm sorry. Welcome back. Lawless Radio. This has been Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. And it has been a pleasure to be with y'all this evening on our topic from last week, How Old Is Too Old? Next week, we will be coming to you once again live from DeKalb County, Georgia. And we will be bucking off as usual. We will be on the good, the bad, and the ugly of your week, whether you are employed, unemployed, or just out there in the street hustling. I want everybody within the sound of my voice to remember, keep up the fight. Excuse me. It's hard, but it is fair. So let's just continue to keep going. Don't give up. You done came this far, y'all. So to the same time next week, I will see y'all. I am Buck, and I am out.
Ain't nobody better than you.